This is MSO News Sports. We're talking high school basketball, and joining us at this time is John Squires. And John, we've had some tournaments have taken place so far on the holiday week here, and we're getting a little bit of a feeling about how some of these teams are doing. And quickly, what's your take on what's happening right now in North Shore basketball?
Well, right now, Billy's kind of interesting. Everybody's been jumping around, playing some tournament games, non-league games, but we just talking. I'm looking at the Northeastern Conference. It's kind of interesting. In the larger division right now, Beverly's kind of playing real well. They've won a couple games in a row, and in that conference, you have a four-way tie for first, believe it or not, between Beverly, Revere, English, and Classical. They're all 2-1. Beverly and Revere are both 3-1 overall, and English is 3-2 after losing to St. Mary's in the Bo Reedney tournament last night, and Classical's 4-3. And then down the bottom of that division is Danvers, still hasn't won a game either as Peabody. But the team that jumps out at me that's kind of a surprise so far in the upper division is Revere. Revere's 3-1. In the other part of that division here in the is between Marblehead, Salem, Gloucester, Winthrop, Saugus, and Swampscott. You got Marblehead, who's starting to really be get their feet in the ground a little bit. They're 4-2. Both them and Salem are 3-0 in that division in the conference. And Gloucester's been playing consistent 2-2. And then down the bottom, you got Winthrop 2-5, and Saugus and Swampscott still looking for the first wins. But in the Northeastern Conference overall, as we talked about, English and Classical are still very much in contention. But it looks like right now that Beverly is starting to get their feet in the ground in that division. And the other division, I look for Marblehead and Salem to have real good years. And once again, we talked a little bit about Marblehead last week. Once they get their feet in the ground after that great football season, all those football players are starting to play very well. They have a big kid over there who is their tight end. He's starting to play real well. He's about 6'5", 6'6". And the Merino lad over there and Malad and some of the football players, defensive backs, are playing real well for Marblehead, and they're leading that division so far.
Yeah, and Coach Giardi does a great job with him. Bo Billet is that big tight end, I think, right? The lineman, maybe went to line or whatever, but he's a big guy, and he'll be a huge factor for them, I'm sure. Anything else, John, with North Shore basketball?
Well, right now, let's just very quickly, Billy, look at the Northeastern Conference and the girls. Revere's 4-0 and Danvers is 4-0 in the Northeastern Conference Lodge Division. Then you have Classical's 4-2 overall. But right now, it looks like Revere and Danvers, as we talked about, and Swampscott's doing very well, too. Swampscott is 4-2. They lost last night in the finals of St. Mary's. They're 3-0 in that division and doing pretty well. So, I mean, I look for, once again, Revere and Danvers to fight it out in the Lodge, and Swampscott working hard with Saugus, who's still undefeated 3-0. They did not participate in any girls tournaments that I knew of. So they're both, that should be interesting in that division. Very quickly over in the Cape Ann League, you look at some of the teams that are sticking out right there. The Masco boys were off to a real good start at 3-0. North Reading is 3-0, and Linfield's 3-0. As far as in the Catholic Central, Fenwick is starting to put it together a little bit. They're 3-3. After a 1-3 start, they've won 2 in a row. They just won the Pope John tournament, and that league's always going to be tough. Cathedral, interestingly enough, beat St. John's Prep and defeated them in the BNBC tournament, handing St. John's Prep their first loss. So Cathedral is a very, very strong team in the boys, and the girls are still undefeated, so it should be very interesting. The Fenwick girls are playing Masco this evening for the Masco tournament. They're 4-1, and Masco is doing real well. They're 3-0, so that should be a real good matchup, and Williams is very strong in that league, too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, because right after vacation start next week, we'll get into league play. It should be very interesting to see what's happening and some of these teams start to play each other within the conference, and I look for some very interesting games and hope we can get together and do a couple of them.
Gotcha. All right, there he is, John Squires, talking North Shore High School basketball with us right here on MSO News Sports.